tried to get this interview on the sidelines during the season. He big timed me, told me no way he's talking during the game. Wow. Now he's on set of Redskins Life. I'm joined by the kicker, none other than Dustin Hopkins. Thanks for joining me, man.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, man.
Hey,
thank
no
you.
Problem. You know, you come in with your Garnet and Gold on, like, you know, you got on Garnet shirt, you got on brown shoes. That's the FSU colors, right?
Just a little ode to the old Florida State.
You know? That's how you pay homage?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I'm paying homage as well.
Oh, wow.
I got these orange and green socks on since...
I'm wearing Garnet underwear.
Yeah, just so you know, the University of Miami is represented.
Good for you, man. This was kind of
a homage to you as well. You know, kickers, you come in with different shoes on, and it actually feels good to be like this. So why do you do that?
Yeah, free your spirit, man. Go barefoot. I encourage that. But I wear two different size cleats because I want to minimize how much I wrap the ball. Like, I don't want extra cleat hitting the ball funny. So I wear like an 11 normally, or 11 and a half shoe. And on my kicking cleat, I wear like a 9 on my right foot. So it's not the most comfortable, but I only have to wear it for 3 hours or however long, that's it.
So you started off misguided in life in your college choice. You ended up going to FSU, a school in North Florida. And
go North.
You know, it's a big rivalry in the state of Florida.
That's right.
How did you choose Florida State?
As we were talking earlier, how much recruiting is not so local anymore. It's become regional just with the internet, and coaches can find kids anywhere. So being from Houston, the Texas schools were kind of taken. UT had signed a kicker the year before I came out, who was Justin Tucker, kicking for the Ravens. And then A&M had signed a kicker, was Randy Bullock, who kicked for the Jets for a while. And that kind of expanded my horizons, I guess, into looking in other states and seeing who needed a guy. And I really intended on visiting Florida State and just shaking Coach Bowden's hand and being like, hey, appreciate the opportunity, but no thank you. But when I went, just kind of fell in love with the place, and that's how it happened.
So you chose a school. You guys got 3 national championships, right? I mean, that's great.
That's pretty good, right? Now, you know, not Miami.
Yeah, I know you're about to say that.
We got five, but I wasn't going to talk about that.
Who wants to talk about 5 national championships on this show?
When was the last one?
Woo, you almost got kicked off a set.
Hey, real quick.
You don't ask any questions on this show.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Let me do the talking. But just to pick up, you know, we spoke earlier. We talked about the landscape of college football, and it's normally dominated by FSU or the University of Miami. Now you look at the national championship or the ACC championship coming up, and neither team is there. What will it take for those schools to return to dominance?
I don't know. This is not a knock on Miami, what I'm about to say, but I feel like Florida State's a little closer because here recently we've had some success in recruiting, and not only that, but our last national championship was 13, I think. So we've got the ball rolling, and Jimbo's done a great job. Me staying, I think there's some security there. I think Coach Richt is going to do a great job down at Miami.
A lot of schools don't get an opportunity to talk about kickers, but when you look at FSU, you guys have Sebastian Janikowski, you have Aguayo down in Tampa, yourself, 3. That's 3 kickers from FSU.
And Graham, yeah.
Yeah. So you have all of this success in the kicking position, and what can you attribute that to? You know, coming out of FSU from one school, how did,
right.
You know, do you guys talk?
Yeah, we talk. Every once in a while, it's not like we're calling each other every week, but every now and then get together, kick. And, we've got a pretty good pedigree of kickers coming out, especially recently. But it's funny that, you know, some of our worst plays in school history were kicks against y'all.
Yeah.
And so how ironic is that, man?